2 Chronicles chapter 26. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the place of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah, after that the king slept with his fathers. Keeps talking about death as a sleep. So it just shows death is unconsciousness, but for those responsible to God, we will wake up when Jesus has come back at the last day, at the day of judgment. And that's when we will be rewarded with whatever it is, be it eternal death or eternal life. Uzziah reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of Yahweh according to all that his father Amaziah had done. But what does God say about Amaziah? It says that he did serve God, but not with a perfect heart. And Amaziah ended badly. And it's unfortunately going to be the same here with Uzziah, that he also starts good and ends bad. He really repeats the pattern of his father. And so there's a general tendency for people to follow God in the same sort of way as their parents did. But it shouldn't be like that with us, because God and Jesus want a totally personal relationship with us. We're not just to be living out the expectation of mum and dad, especially for boys, not to live out the expectation of their fathers. That's not how it should be. We each have to come to that personal connection with God and with Jesus and serve him as he directs us, not to just, in our own minds, please our parents. So maybe that's what Uzziah did wrong, that he followed Amaziah, he served God as his father Amaziah had done, but Amaziah didn't actually serve God that well. He started well, but then went right away. He set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who was a prophet who had understanding in the vision of God. As long as he sought Yahweh, God made him to prosper. He went forth and warred against the Philistines, broke down the walls of Gath, Jabneh, and Ashdod, built cities in the country of Ashdod. God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians who lived in Gurbaal and the Meunim. The Ammonites gave tribute to Uzziah. His name spread abroad, even to the entrance of Egypt, for he became extremely strong. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem. He built towers in the wilderness, dug out cisterns. He had much livestock. He had farmers and vineyard keepers in the mountains. He loved farming. Uzziah had an army of fighting men who went out to war by bands. Under the hand of his captains, altogether he had 375,500 soldiers to help the king against the enemy, and he prepared for them shields, spears, helmets, coats of armor, bows, and stones for slinging. So he sets himself up, and we're told his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped until he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up, so that he did corruptly, and he sinned against Yahweh his God, for he went into Yahweh's temple to burn incense on the altar of incense. So he was marvelously helped until he was strong, but when he was strong, he became proud and did corruptly.
He was worshipping God, but he sinned against God.
That's right, he sinned against God in the end. So you see how God marvelously helped him. And then he became strong, and then he became self-confident. And not confident in God. This is the tragedy. God helps people, blesses them in their career, in their education, they pass all their exams. They're humble and trying to serve him and thank him for helping them. But then they get established and they become proud. And it's pride that is the killer, and self-confidence and self-assurance. I think that's why God often gives us some weakness. It may be that we sin in some way that holds us back. It may be our health isn't great. It may be that we get unfairly accused. Things don't go as they should do, or something happens. And there's some situation, there's a problem in family life, whatever it might be. And that this is all from God, because he knows that when people are strong in their own strength, It's then that their heart is lifted up. That's what we've got to be so careful of. Take the lesson from Isaiah. Started well, but then when he got strong and he was obviously very capable, very intelligent, very successful in all that he did, then things went wrong spiritually. And that's the main thing. So he goes into the temple to burn incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of Yahweh. They resisted Isaiah the king and said to him, "It isn't for you, Isaiah, to burn incense to Yahweh, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron. They are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you've sinned." Isaiah was angry, and he had a censer in his hand for burning incense. And while he was angry with the priests, the leprosy broke forth on his forehead before the priests in the house of Yahweh beside the altar of incense. Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked on him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out quickly. Yes, he himself hurried to go out, because Yahweh had struck him. Isaiah the king was a leper to the day of his death, and lived in a separate house, being a leper. For he was cut off from the house of Yahweh, and Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. So Isaiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of burial which belonged to the kings, for they said, "He is a leper." And Jotham his son reigned in his place. So he was so proud that he thought he could just ignore God's requirements and come close to God, and not matter that he was from the tribe of Judah, he was not from the tribe of Levi. Just shows how serious God is about things, and that God will be sanctified and those that draw near unto him. It's not for us to just think that, yeah, anything goes. And as I say, this was because God himself had helped this man get strong, but when he got strong, his heart got lifted up. It says about Israel that Jeshurun became fat and kicked. This is what keeps happening. God blesses people materially and they turn against him. It's like the father of the prodigal giving all his money to the boy, goes out, turns against his father, does what his father would not approve of with that money. But fortunately he repented, but often people don't. So don't be surprised if somehow you don't get strong and successful. Just think of Isaiah. He did in his career, in his studies, if you like, in all that he did, he succeeded. But then he failed spiritually.